Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
Welcome along once again, folks. It is Glory Days, PJ and Jim's podcast. How we all doing out there?
How we all doing? It's amazing. I'm delighted, so I am. We have a week off, man. We have a week off. We don't know what to do with ourselves. Look at it. We have to talk so fast and everything because we're all so excited and everything and nobody knows what to do.
It's great, actually, because we're not here.
No,
you know,
we're gone. As you listen to this, Jim is lying down, totally unbridled by clothing, on the couch, supping up a cold one. I'm doing exactly the same thing if I'm going to have it my way. And we have what I would love to say is a well-deserved sort of week off. But I have to say, it's just a week off.
Yeah.
And I'm really enjoying the idea of it right now.
It is a strange one, isn't it? Because it's like... I don't know, it's like...
It's how you look forward to something, isn't it?
It's, you know the way you feel, you know the way... I tell you what it's a bit like, right? You know the way sometimes... Say when you're buying a car, right?
Yes.
And you know the way somebody says to you, oh, you got a new car, and you sort of feel obliged to say...
Tell them all about it.
Well, it's not a new car. Like, it's second hand or whatever. Like, you know, what I just... It's a...
New
it's
to
a,
me.
It's a 161, or it's a whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
Just mean, you never just let it go as... Like, it's a new car.
No.
Do you know what I mean? You kind of feel you have to qualify it. And it's a bit like this with our holidays. You kind of say, oh, you know, I'm on holiday. Oh, Jim, where are you? Well, no, I'm not on my holiday. Like, I'm just off
work. I'm just off work, yeah.
I feel the need constantly to justify it.
I know you do, but you do with everything. You know, you're the fella that someone calls around to you and they're just there going, how are you? You moved house? Because Jim did move house.
Yeah.
Jim's the type of fella you'd walk in and go, how are you, Jim? And you go, Grant. I suppose I better give you the tour. Which I suppose that's what normal people do, isn't it?
Yeah. I suppose that you kind of feel it's nearly expected of you.
I know, I suppose, yeah. When I moved into Dunleary, my mates called over the first time and they were like, and one of my mates was there, you're not going to show me around. I was there, it's a fucking house.
Yeah. I'll just tell you about it, right? There's a Jack's.
There's a Jack's up there.
Right, there's a bedroom, a kitchen. And you're sitting in your...
And you're sitting... Sit wherever you want. Sit on the floor for all I care. I don't give a shite. It's a house. But you do. You feel obliged. Like you said, you have to justify everything.
Yeah.
Be it a car, be it a holiday, be it a house. You kind of feel like somebody says something to you and you have to go, now, hold on a minute. It's not like
I don't want you to think that I'm enjoying myself.
Yeah, I'm not flying off to fucking Barbados now or anything. Or I'm not going off, you know. I'm not... you know, it's just a few days.
Yeah.
Breathing space is all it is. Don't lose the head. Don't get all thinking I'm a millionaire now or something.
That's exactly... Yeah. And you know the other thing, it's like, it's a bit like the thing about, oh God, that's a lovely, lovely top. This, that's £4 out of pennies.
Are you joking me? Two men were shot dead in this. There was a fella walking down the road in this, he was shot in the back dead. And they sold it in a second-hand shop. Big fucking Asian mate, I bought it for a fiver. Don't be complimenting this top.
That's what I'm saying. What is that? It's like,
I don't know.
You know what I mean? We constantly have
play
to lower
ourselves down.
Other people's expectations of us.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So like for fear that they, you know, you'd say, I'm on my holidays. Well for you, isn't it? Well for you. That somehow they think you're being all...
I'd love a week off.
Lording it over them.
I haven't had a week off since 1977. Have you not? And now it's my fault. Now I feel bad for you.
Yeah.
So you play everything down.
So I keep constantly saying to people, every time I say, you know, yeah, no, because I'm on holidays. Well, when I say I'm on holidays, I'm off. I'm not going anywhere. I'm constantly
playing it down.
People playing it
you
down.
You can't take a compliment then either. Oh, yeah. Jesus, Jim, you're looking well. Me? Looking well? I look like shit. I look like someone shit me out of a hole and beat me up with a fucking axe and then set me on fire and put me out with a shovel. Don't you be saying I look well.
Yeah.
No, Jim, you really look well. Jim, you look really well. You look real good, like. Me? Are you fucking joking? I look like somebody pushed me into a corner, covered me in shite, covered me in mauler, so left me in plaster cast, and then had to break over it. Well, I'm like a cat scratching me over. I look absolutely desperate. You know, no, Jim, you look well. I'll tell you, yeah.
Because the other thing I think that's going on subliminally as well is, you know that thing where people think... It's like you're afraid people are making a judgment that you wasted your holiday.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the other side of it.
Because you know the way, as we always say, you and I are a bit similar. Well, no, actually, we're not really a bit similar. We're maybe a bit... Because when we go on holidays, right, I'm the beached whale. I get up out of bed, go and lie on a different bed,
great,
listen to music and read books, and then get up from to eat and drink something and go back to bed.
Yeah, yeah. Right, walking down to breakfast. Eat as much as you can in breakfast that it actually puts you to sleep again.
That's my holiday.
Great.
Whereas you say that to some people and they go, oh, you were in Italy. Did you go and see the... No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
did you not see the Casa Trombolo?
Did you do the tour of the... No.
You didn't do it?
And you're kind of being judged for being. So you didn't go anywhere.
You didn't see Casa Trombolo. No, I didn't see Casa Trombolo. I don't even know what the fucking is. Oh, you missed out. Oh my god. And isn't there a way? And then the two, if there's a couple, and isn't the way? You know your man that does it, and he comes over and it's on fire. And he does a whoosh like that, and he makes this way, and then he tells you all the history of not just the Casa Trombolo, but the Long Fargo de Rombio as well. You're like, I don't give a shit about any of this.
Exactly.
Any of this.
But you feel like you're being judged for not making the most of your holiday.
You
or whatever.
Do, yeah,
and
yeah.
And that's what I think I'm doing. I'm sort of, you know, it's that sort of thing that you're afraid people are going to turn around and go to you, oh, what you doing your holidays? Well, not really.
Yeah, I
no,
know.
No, like, did you go away? Like, did you take a trip?
I did, yeah.
No, I was in the house.
Yeah.
Were you just in the house?
Yeah, I was. Yeah, I was in the fucking house if you stopped judging me, yeah. And then, yeah, I got up at the same time that I would normally be finished work anyway. So I got no benefit of it. And I still enjoyed it. So shut your hole. Stop judging me. That's what you feel. That's how I feel.
Absolutely. That's what I'm going to have to start doing. I have to start doing. Stop worrying about the fact that I'm only just going to be in my own house.
Yeah, so what did you do?
The difference is I won't be getting up in the middle of the night.
Yeah, people will be there. Yeah, yeah, that's it. I just don't get up in the middle. I stay up a little bit later and I get up a little bit later.
Yeah.
That's the only difference. And then people go, but what did you do with your time? Well, day one, I checked all the food to see if it was going out of date. Yeah, day one, I did that. Day two, a little bit of an extra long walk with the dogs.
Yeah.
Day three, literally nothing at all. That was the best day of the whole lot.
Yeah, it's like in one of my... the one thing that is happening during my holidays is the beautifully middle-aged thing of having a liver ultrasound.
Oh, Jesus. Isn't that fantastic?
Somebody says to me...
That's brilliant.
Jesus, what you doing on your holidays? I had a liver ultrasound.
Yeah.
Is that a cocktail? No, an actual liver ultrasound.
Yeah. And I spent the next 4 days of that I was off work trying to claim a back off expenses on the health insurance. And they only gave me half it.
Dealing with the VHI.
Jeez, they're unbelievable. Yeah.
Oh my God. What an unbelievably middle-aged holiday.
Can't believe
that's
what me and Jim are going. How was your holiday? It was great. All the food is still in day and my feet are working better than ever. That's it.
It's incredible. Oh, right,
I'm getting me glasses actually on the holiday.
There you go. Right,
yeah,
there.
I'm collecting
look
me glasses.
That's beautifully middle aged. One lad's getting a liver ultrasound. The other lad's getting his glasses fitted.
And I'm seeing physio for the fee. I am. I'm seeing the physio for my fee. I am, yeah.
Well, hang a second. We shouldn't be taking these as holidays. We should be taking these as fucking medical leave or something.
I know, yeah, that's
we
right.
You should be taking sick days for
this
shit.
I think we can get unpaid sick leave and still have holidays left. For Christmas.
We should have thought this through.
We didn't think this through at all. Next time, we're doing a combined sick leave. We should go to the GP together and save up all the problems. Get a 2-for-1 deal. We'll be in there all day, though.
Right, listen, let's give you a few of the best bits from during the course of the week. There was all sorts going on. We did end up talking about holidays, obviously, because we knew we were going to be taking some time off. Not that we're going anywhere or anything like that.
Yeah, don't be taking out with all, you know what I mean? We're not spending thousands of pounds now.
But we did end up talking about some weird holiday things during the course of the week, so you'll get to hear that. Also, we ended up, unfortunately, much to PJ's chagrin, we did end up having to mention the Christmas word.
We did, yeah.
Because somebody went and put a list up of the top Santa toys for this year, and there was a bit of an unusual one in there.
There is, yeah. I like it, but it's a bit weird.
A bit weird. So we'll tell you a little bit about that. Also, one of the very few downsides to being a famous celebrity was discussed during the week. PJ had his own particular slant on it, has to be said. Although it was kind of connected. We started talking about Ricky Gervais and his particular predicament, and then
it turns out
you had a very similar
incident. I'd say, if anything, I'd somebody else's slant on my business, but you know what I'm saying.
That's very, very true. Yeah. And then also we had the brilliant Neil Delamere in with us as well, chatting about, blooming all sorts, to be perfectly honest.
Everything, yeah, so he's brilliant.
There's a bit of all sorts in there. Anyway, listen, have a listen, and we'll chat to you the other side.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
We're joined, of course, by the brilliant Neil Delamere. A couple of reasons that Neil is with us, of course. He is taking part in the brand new Deirdre O'Kane show, which is launching on Sky Max this Sunday, the 17th of October. It's 10 p.m. Sky Max, Sunday, October 17th is the start. Neil's episode is the 14th of November, so you've got plenty of warning. That's the one to put in the
diary. That's the one.
The 14th of November. That is the highlight of the Deirdre O'Kane show on Sky Max.
So, the first four are kind of like a boxing undercard.
It's a sort of build, but slow build.
Slow build.
Some big names: Bill Bailey, Ardlow Hanlon, Joanne McNally, Jason Byrne, Des Bishop. Loads and loads of big names on it. And then, of course, you're doing your own gigs as well. There's still plenty of opportunities because we were just talking earlier on about that whole weird time when it was all gone.
Well, next week I have a very strange week because I'm doing the Spiegel Tent in Wexford on Wednesday, right?
Yeah, October 20th.
With the new show. And then on the 22nd, 2 days later, I have to do the old show in the Ulster Hall. I have to try and remember what the old show was and not do the new show.
That is a brain melt. That's an epic brain melt.
His face is just like, I don't want to do anything at all.
Yeah, I can't even do any show. And he's still talking, that's unbelievable.
We do the same show every day.
And it's still...
It never quite works.
And we're here to back each other up. You know, we don't even have to get it right.
So you're serious? So you're gonna have a brand new show, which in itself, I assume, is a tough one to kind of...
That's a tough
embed.
One.
Embed.
Yeah, that's a tough one to kind of write because, you know, when you do stuff like... when you talk about stuff that's been happening in your life and nothing has happened in your life for 18 months, there's going to be a lot of stuff based around my house. Like, there's a lot of that.
Right.
Yeah. I found myself saying
gags about your toaster.
Just,
so lucky you have a three-legged dog.
What do you think I got a three-legged dog? gags about the toaster is not far off it. I've been sitting in my house for 18 months trying not to eat sandwiches for 18 months and telling myself, have you done this where you eat two slices of bread a day, pretending that the heel is the same number of calories as all the other slices of bread, even though it's the width of a wheelie bin, and you're using your full weight on it to try and put it into the toaster, and you look at your wife going, I don't know why I'm putting on weight, hand me that hammer. I don't know why I'm putting on weight. There's a lot of kind of household domestic stuff.
Yeah.
But then sometimes my wife does stuff and she deliberately knows that I'm going to talk about it. So we go home the other day talking about the dog, and we were out for lunch and we thought, God, has the dog had a wee inside? There's a kind of a musty smell. Couldn't find anything. And she doesn't do that normally, right? Couldn't find anything. I went off to a gig, came back that night. All the lights in the house are out. And my wife had bought a UV light and was scanning the kitchen floor like Dexter or somebody from a CSI forensic show like this. And she's like, demented. And I can't find anything. And I said, well, she probably didn't do it then. And she goes, there's only one way for us to check this lamp. Will you have a pee somewhere and I'll see if I can find it? I'm absolutely... I was like, I haven't done that in ages, first of all.
Yeah. And that was that one night.
Yeah, it was our one night. Everybody had a good time. What a weird treasure hunt that she wanted me to be involved in.
And obviously, she suffered a little bit with the boredom too.
I know
what we could do.
Absolutely. I wonder would this idiot do this if I pretend that this is a UV lamp? Yeah.
Dear God. And it's, anyway, so
I didn't do it, by the way.
Right, you weren't responsible
you
for the wee,
no.
Or for indulging in the treasure hunt.
No, I said that I'm not an animal. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, she should just go in there and go. Like, just go in there like people do it all the time.
Yeah.
What are you doing in the kitchen, PJ? I'm marking my territory like a wolf. So I said, I'm not an animal. I'll go into a receptacle and pour it on the kitchen floor. So
you can have a look at it that way.
Yeah, exactly. Went off with her favourite coffee cup into the bathroom and
beautiful.
It so works very well, actually. It's very, very bright. It's like a neon sign or something like that. I was tempted to try and write laugh, live, love just on the kitchen floor. But it's a hell of a way to find out you have a kidney infection, by the way. It was very, very bright.
Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
There's a big article in the papers this morning about Santa's wish list.
Yeah, to some of the top toys that are going to be looked for from the kids.
Santa's being asked for
already.
Already, there you go. Look at that, man. Preparation is the key. If you're going to get that many toys ready in time to deliver for Christmas, you got to get a bit of preparation.
Come
BJ.
Here. Leave,
you got to get early.
Leave Santa alone. Leave Santa alone, right? He's got loads of time for goodness sake.
Right.
The poor fella, it's not even Halloween. He doesn't last I heard he doesn't accept letters before Halloween anyway, so
don't mind him, kids.
That's what I
don't
heard.
Don't mind him. He doesn't understand.
I don't
just
understand.
Just because Santa never spoke to him.
Yeah, and I don't understand that either.
But listen, so what's on the list? Is it stuff that, don't tell me, Ludo?
No, it's not Ludo, but you're not far off. Lego.
What is
Lego
still
is
there?
Still number one after all these years. Lego is still number one.
What a survivor Lego is.
What a survivor. Isn't it unbelievable?
I mean, that's been around since way before our day.
Well, before my day anyway. but it's been around.
And it's, this is revenge now. I'm going to get an old guy.
You know what I mean? Back when Jim was young, it was actual bricks they used to put together.
That's what I used to get. Yeah. You used to get like a box of bricks. And you know, you'd actually have to like get the cement separately.
Yeah, and you built a shed for your dad.
I tell you something, Lego could go that route. I tell you something.
I know, that's so good, so durable.
And particularly, you know, in places, you know, dealing with housing crisis, you know, the Lego sets that you buy for kids or kids get from Santa Claus or anything like that, they should be actual houses.
Actual gaps,
and over
yeah.
a period of time, you actually build your own house for when you come of age.
I tell you
to
something.
Get your own gaff.
As ridiculous as that sounds, it's not so far-fetched that the likes of me and all be building a Lego gaff in the back garden just like to hope for the best.
Can you imagine if you'd have used your Lego more wisely?
Yeah.
Over the years.
I know.
You might have been able to, you might have your own Lego house in your man's back garden.
We ring in Denmark. Any chance to do, you don't do foundation by any chance, I'll be asking Lego.
And then the other thing as well is, of course, with Lego, which would be a great thing for you as well, is that you know the way they have interchangeable hair.
That's terrible now. Oh,
just to say, you know, as time rolls on,
hit me where it hurts now. That's for sure.
Just say you could always swap it out.
I could just snap me hair off and put a new one on. I know.
Sorry, please proceed.
Isn't that so? What a future I'm gonna have living in a Lego gaff with snap-on hair. I mean, ma, going, are you all right? I'm not. I've had better days, ma. I'll be honest with you. I've had better days. You know, snap a new haircut on you, for God's sake. You look dreadful, yeah.
Oh, dear.
Oh, that's outrageous,
I think I need to sit down after that. Yeah. Anyway, sorry. Please proceed, PJ.
Yeah, please proceed. So, there's in these top toys that people are looking for, it's Gasway. Kids have always, as long as I've been alive, been obsessed with dolls that do wee-wees and poo-poos and all that sort of stuff.
But yeah, what is that, yeah?
I don't really know.
That's a very early kind of dose of reality.
Isn't it, yeah? Last year, there was this thing called the Gotta Go Flamingo, right?
Right.
And then you fed it all loads of pellets until it said something. And then you had to put it on the potty and it does a little potty. And this year it's the Gotta Go Turtle. Turtle, like T-U-R-D, that's what it's called.
They're calling it a turtle.
Yeah, so it's a turtle.
Oh my God.
But they're calling it the turtle. The Gotta Go Turtle is what it's called. And you basically feed it and then it asks you to go to the toilet.
Wow. And so I think we have a little clip of it asking to go to the toilet, is it?
Yeah, I did, pretty much.
Right, here we go.
It's Neil, Gotta Go Turtle.
Uh-oh, gotta go.
He poops. He eats. Uh-oh. Quick, the toilet.
Oh.
And he talks.
That's it.
Let's do it again. Neil, Gotta Go Turtle. Out now.
Uh-oh, gotta go.
That's when he goes, uh-oh, gotta go, and then you gotta stick him on his little potty.
Yeah, the little sound effect in there.
And you get the little sound effect and everything.
Oh, Lord.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
That's disgusting, isn't it?
Yeah, that's disgusting. That's nearly as bad as a 40-year-old man with a snap-on haircut.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Of course, we'll be off on holidays next week. We found out yesterday that the living legend that is Pat Courtney will be taking care of business on The Breakfast Show next week. So that's very exciting.
You're in for a right treat there.
Oh, I tell you, boing, it's going to be amazing, I can tell you. Absolutely amazing. So Pat will be taking care of business while PJ and myself are bogging off, so to speak. And there's quite a few sort of holiday-related stories doing the rounds this
good
morning,
few.
Isn't there?
Good few, yeah.
Not necessarily ones that will affect us.
Not really, because we're not going anywhere. We're doing the whole lazy days or thing, just taking a break from ourselves.
Just easing the stress, PJ.
Feet up and all.
Stress.
Sitting there looking out the window, judging people. So we're not doing anything. But if you are going away, because people still are, holiday season has not ended. And in fact, it's even more this year because it was delayed, you know?
Yeah.
People are
cramming them in.
People are cramming them in. And that means half of people who are going away are making some kind of mistake when they go on their holidays. They're making some kind of silly mistake, you know.
Okay.
Forgetting the paperwork wrong and stuff like that, you know, your COVID certs. There's all so many bits and pieces now that you need, and people are just so eager to go. They're literally just packing the bag, running out the door and going, good luck! They've got one shoe, three t-shirts, underpants.
Chasing planes.
Exactly, yeah. Going,
wait for me!
Yeah, hold on, yeah, hold on. I don't care, I'll get it when I get over there. You know, that's the call of the unprepared.
Yeah.
Should there be loads of that when I get there?
Exactly.
And they're making all kinds of mistakes leaving. A main one is the paperwork. They're just not reading the documents properly or not filling out the documents and the bits and pieces and the new papers you need and the COVID
certs. There are some awkward bits. Remember we spotted that, you know, that thing about where, say, if you're the name on your passport and the name on your COVID cert, if they don't match up, how much aggravation that is.
And you are Mr. Triple Barrel Jimmy over here. He's Jimmy on one, James on another one, and Jim on another one.
I know, yeah.
So none of them match up.
Which is one of the big reasons why I'm not going anywhere.
Your paper,
I couldn't be arsed trying to sort it out.
Yeah, your paperwork is so spare, I'm surprised you get out of Wicklow every morning.
I must get around to doing something about that, PJ.
And then, you know, when you leave Wicklow, you have to have a different adapter for the electricity and everything.
Yeah, I don't see why everybody can't just use unicorns.
Yeah, you just stick the wire straight into the wall in Wicklow, don't you?
That's it.
That's actually the one thing I forget, that every single time I go
those
on
adapters.
Holiday. The adapter for whatever. Single time, I'm always down the hotel. And it's always the same conversation. You wouldn't have an adapter for Ireland. And they go UK and they go, no, Ireland. And they're in the UK and go, oh, grand, it's the same. And then they go, oh, hold on a second. And they pretend to look in the drawer.
Yeah.
And you pass by about three of them because they need them or whatever. And they go, sorry, we don't have any right now. And I'm like, oh, for jeepers. You have to go and find some touristy shop.
That's the advantage of having a very organised partner, is the fact that there's always a little, it's kind of like it's permanently in place. A little bag with all of those things that you'll need whenever you're going on. Yeah.
So that sunblock could be in there as well.
Well, that could be anything. There's a sort of, it's like a holiday emergency go-to pack.
And what's in it?
Everything, you know, like adapters.
Phrase book. Do you have your phrase book?
I don't know. I don't really, I leave it up to the experts.
First aid kit. Is that in it?
That sort of stuff, exactly. To be
luggage
all that
tags.
Mad stuff, you know, plasters and spray things and adapters and whatever.
See, you're laughing then. You have someone to do all that. See, that's the thing. So you can turn up with your one shoe and you're there going, I only brought one shoe. She's like, don't worry.
It's okay, I knew you'd do it, so I brought the other one.
She's like, I always put three shoes for you in the emergency kit. just in case you do. I always bring you three shoes. You know, thank God for that.
Thank God, wow.
And then still coming back in the airport with one. How did I go through three shoes so fast? I can't believe it.
You really wear them out in holidays, don't you?
But don't worry, I've filled up the other leg with plasters, so it feels like there's a shoe.
Yeah, I've just wrapped one foot completely in plasters.
Yes, and it's
so
grand.
I should make it on the tarmac.
I even coloured it in with your emergency marker, so it looks like a shoe.
So what else? So the paperwork is a biggie.
Yeah, another one is turning up because you booked the wrong dates. You know, people literally...
What?
Yeah. People haven't booked things online for ages. So they're booking like, you know, they're confusing 10... 11 or 11-10, as in 10th of November, 11th of, you know, October, whatever things like that. They're confusing dates, booking, they're literally the wrong dates and having the wrong turning up in the airport, forgetting their wallet. So they get the passport, they get the bits and pieces, and they turn up and it's like, I've no money.
I
forgot my credit card or my debit card, whatever. Getting sunburned is still a big thing. They just think it's October or whatever, I'll get it over there. And the old Irish thing of putting a factor 5 on, or factor 2. Yeah, they're going, number 2 is what you do in the toilet. You don't do that in the sun.
Rubbing cooking oil on. Sure, this should be all right. You do chips in it, don't you?
Yeah, shouldn't I do the chips last night in it? Yeah, so all of this, suitcases that haven't been used, bursting open and when they get through to the officials, and then they can't close them. So much can go wrong on holidays. I'm so glad I'm not going on one, to be honest with you.
I was just going to say,
speaking the wrong language to someone, that's always very embarrassing.
Speaking the wrong language?
Yeah, you know, you land in Spain and then you're like, hello, and you're like, bonjour, monsieur.
Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
A bit earlier on, we were talking, we mentioned in the celebrity birthdays, we said it was Les Dennis's birthday. And we were talking about how Les Dennis appeared with Ricky Gervais in Extras. and yeah. was hilarious. Totally took the wee wee out of himself completely. And there's actually a Ricky Gervais related story.
Yeah, there is. Yeah,
floating around this morning.
He's talking about he was in a toilet there recently, doing right. his business. You know, standing up at the urinal.
Speaking of taking the wee wee,
taking the piss, literally. Yeah, mm. he was doing his business, standing at the urinal, and a fella came over to him and just goes, "All right, Ricky." Any chance of a selfie, is there? And
while he was mid-flow?
While he was doing his business, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And he says, you can't say no. I just saw you can't say no. It's yeah. just a rule. Unless only complete tossers say no. And he goes, okay. And he goes...
Do you mind if I put my equipment away
no,
first?
No. Never happened. He said, yeah.
What?
Let's keep it above the waist. And he did the selfie while he was holding his extras.
No way.
Yeah. So he just did, so out, somewhere out there there's
there's a selfie of him sort of basically looking over his shoulder, is there?
Yeah, while someone's standing there with their thumbs up and he's got his tackle out and your man took the picture.
Oh my God.
And it's all above the waist, you won't see anything, but it's still, like, you know, I'll tell you something, I know a little bit about this. I was in Donegal once, right?
Right.
And we were about to do a show. And I was in doing me business just before the show, as you have to, just before a show, the waterworks and the fireworks, they do take their places, right?
Yeah.
And a guy comes over and he stood next to me at the urinal beside me and he was doing his business and I was doing mine and he looked at me and went, "Oh, Jesus, yourself!" And he took his hands off his wheelie and just put out his hand for me to shake it. Yeah.
Wow.
And I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
So I just shook it.
You see, that you're so self-conscious of being tagged as being rude or ignorant.
Yeah,
or,
yeah.
You know,
so
whatever.
I shook his hand after it was on his business.
You shook his willy stained hand.
I shook his willy stained hand. I did, Jim.
Oh,
I did. And then I was waiting for him to leave so I could give it to Wash of Me Life. But he just kept talking. He was just standing there going, "Oh, yeah, you know, what's the show going to be like? Is it going to be good fun? Yeah, do you think so? The fat man there, fancy meeting you here having an ale slash." I said, "Yeah, yeah, yeah." And then he just did that wash where he did, like, you know the way some lads, they wash themselves? It's like, no soap at all, just a squirt of water.
They turn on the tap.
Yeah, a squirt of water, a little double, a flick, flick, and then dries his pissy hands on his jeans. You know, that way. And then he walked out, and I was like, oh my God.
Oh, dear.
The longest hand wash ever. Like, when there's somebody standing behind you waiting to use the sink, sort of, that length of time.
Yeah.
But I couldn't believe it.
And is that, that has to be the most unusual place that it's ever, like... You know, that you've ever been asked for any sort of, like...
Not really.
What?
No. I mean, Ma was very sick. Do you remember she collapsed?
Yeah.
And she was in the hospital and she was there for a very long time and everything.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, walking out of the ICU.
Right.
And out of the ICU... Now, if you're seeing someone in the ICU, they're in a bad way.
Yeah.
You know.
And naturally, you'd imagine the other person... Might have, you know...
He was going in.
If they're kind of, again, somehow connected with somebody in the ICU, that they might be preoccupied with their welfare.
Yeah, and you do a lot of nodding. It's almost like being at the funeral. There's a lot of nodding, very quiet. Everyone talks very low down, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And coming down the lift out of the ICU in the matter, and there's someone else was coming out and went, "Oh, yeah. Who is this, someone in your family?" I said, "Yeah, me ma." "Oh, sorry about that. Is there any chance you could get a picture?" And I went, "All right." And he took a picture. And the two of us didn't say a word to each other. And the lift opened. He goes, "See you then." I was like, that was the weirdest one. Give me Willy Hand any day over that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The life of a celebrity. It's never easy, is it? People think it's easy, man.
Well, it's not exactly difficult. I mean, it's just awkward. It's just an awkward life.
And who'd have thought that it would be such a hygienic challenge?
Definitely a hygienic challenge. I can still, when I think about it, I have to go wash my hands now. That was about 8 years ago, and I still feel like I need to go and wash your man's williness off me.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
There you go. Some of the best bits from during the week here on Glory Days, the PJ and Jim podcast. And, of course... We won't be able to sign off this one, right? Saying, you know, we'll see you Monday and all that sort of stuff. Because we're not back for
whatever
it is, 10 days. Or
yeah, we're off. We're doing a weird one. We're not coming back until the middle of the following week. So it feels like a short week. So we get to. Because, you know, the way.
That's the benefit, I think.
It is the benefit, yeah.
Because I think there's a lot to be said for that. Now, I would have been a bit, you know, back in the day, I would have been a bit. You'll probably find this hard to believe, but I'd have been a bit OCD.
No! You! Jesus! Really?
So, you know, you'd kind of assume things have to start at the beginning and finish at the end and all that. But in hindsight...
Not like you to be a complete perfectionist about the smallest things.
But in hindsight, you're absolutely right. The way to do that stuff is to eat into a little bit of each week.
It is.
The end of one week and the beginning of another week and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Eke a bit more out of it.
So here's some good news for you. We don't do a full working week again until November. When you think about it, like, that's lovely, isn't it?
Oh my God, he's serious.
Yeah.
So when you By the way, you do realise there's people listening to this who probably have proper jobs.
Ah,
the,
yeah.
The
yeah.
idea of you saying that we won't do another full week's work for...
Until November.
There's people going... Have you ever done a full week's work, have you? You wouldn't know what work is, you pair of bozos.
That may be true, but that doesn't change the facts of life.
Yeah, was it our fault that our total incompetence led us to this path?
Yeah, it's your fault for trying so hard.
Exactly, exactly. Give up on your dreams.
Give up on your dreams, everyone, don't forget. It's the only way out. It's the only way out. Accept what you have and enjoy it while
right.
you can.
And on that bombshell, let's go off and go and have our holidays. Of course, Pat Courtney is filling in on The Breakfast Show. That'll be interesting to come back to. God knows what the place will be like.
Yabba-dabba-ding-dong. Boingy, boingy, boingy. It's going to be a hell of a week.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie, or on the Nova app.